Hello! You are listening to the Plumfield Moms, and this is Monday Morning Book Review. The Remains of the Day, a Plumfield and Paideia book review, originally posted by Sarah Masaryk on September 13th, 2023. Many years ago, I noticed that two of my favorite actors were in a film that reminded me of Masterpiece Theater's Upstairs, Downstairs. I watched Upstairs, Downstairs as a middle school student, and I'm sure that I didn't understand most of it, but I did love it. I also loved The Irish RM at that time. I think that I was so intrigued by the English and Irish big houses of those periods and the lives of the people who made them run and those who benefited from that. When I discovered and watched The Remains of the Day many years later as a young single professional, I wasn't impressed. I think that it came to me at the wrong time, and I just wasn't ready. Further, despite being a lover of English literature, I did not realize the film was based on a novel. Many years later, I began to be aware of the book. Because of my disappointing experience with the film, I never reached for it. When Audible offered it as a daily deal, I asked about it in my book group and was surprised by all of the enthusiasm for this novel. In fact, a few people who I greatly respect thought that I would particularly love it. That was enough for me to gamble. When Simon Preble introduced the first chapter, I knew I was in for a treat. Something about the way the book began felt like a promise that this was going to be good. It's important to note that I had just finished my third or fourth reading of Brideshead Revisited when I started this one. I think this was the perfect way for me to meet The Remains of the Day. Each time I read Brideshead Revisited, I am convinced that the upstairs portion of Downton Abbey is inspired by Waugh's classic. The resemblance between Waugh's Julia and Downton's Lady Mary is inescapable. So when I began The Remains of the Day, I was delighted to consider whether or not Mr. Stevens had inspired Downton's Mr. Carson, and whether or not Miss Kenton was the basis for Mrs. Hughes. In fact, as I read slowly, savoring this interesting book, I saw entire scenes from Downton Abbey playing out. I found that Downton Abbey and the Jeremy Irons Brideshead Revisited miniseries gave my imagination some kind of scaffolding upon which to understand this very subtle, very restrained, and very sophisticated fictional memoir. To be perfectly frank, I really don't know what this book is about. I know that it's about dignity. I know that Mr. Stevens has a great deal of pride and prejudice related to the word dignity, and that this book chronicles his awakening into other understandings of the word dignity. Despite not knowing exactly what the author was telling me, I was mesmerized by the story and really enjoyed my time in it. Additionally, I was challenged by it. At one point, Mr. Stevens talks about trust. He expresses that he trusts his employer all the way up to the point of blind trust. It's intriguing to consider how many times in my own life I have operated with something similar to that kind of trust. The question that teases us throughout the story is how and when should we step back from blind trust? I recommend this novel to the mama who is looking for something subtle and contemplative, something that works her mind but does not overwork it. I would love to return to this one with a few friends to be able to discuss it.